Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gorgeous. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I feel like it's been forever since we've been here. Why is that?
I feel like it too because we recorded your pregnancy episode early. So we didn't even review last week's Vanderpump.
Because we went to New York for Watch What Happens Live. That also feels like 100 years ago.
We've been doing
that
a
was,
lot.
That was less than a week. That was a week ago.
A week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa.
That was legit.
How is everyone feeling? How are you feeling, La? You're a
and
pregnant
how is New
lady.
York?
Yeah.
New York was awesome. I stopped at Amazon Live Studios, which I have never been there before. It was fantastic. The amount of love that I got, because I was very nervous to announce the pregnancy, because again, we talked about this. Most people are not as progressive as we are. Mm-hmm. And I was just nervous about what people would say. But there was an outpour of love and support. And doing Watch What Happens Live was I had the best time. I just felt very, like I said, supported and almost like I was put in like this little incubator where I was like, let's protect the mother.
Let me tell you, your look, I say this every time, it's so annoying by now, might be my favorite look.
You know what though? You're not the only person to say that this was the favorite.
It was so good.
It was very feminine, which I liked. Easton, you act like you want to
say
something.
Well, no, I was going to say, did you dress yourself?
No.
Oh.
Lena, who does my hair when I'm in New York, I texted her and I was like, I'm feeling a lot of pressure. Can you like take something off my plate by dressing me? Keep in mind, the last time I did Watch What Happens with that more sporty look and the headband, I went to New York and basically brought an outfit that I didn't even try on. And then when I tried it on for Watch What Happens, I was like, so Lena, we're in a bit of a bind.
You took my outfit.
I did. Yeah, I took your outfit.
You took my...
Well, that was the backup.
Yeah.
The backup didn't work. The other outfit didn't work. So Lena ended up dressing me for that too. And I had a little bit of a gut at that point in time.
Okay.
And I was like, we have to make sure that, like, I have to wear a jacket.
Yeah.
There's no way. Because it's not like cute. People are going to think I've been skipping out on the gym.
There's only a few weeks of that, I feel like, with most pregnant people, where it's like, oh, interesting, you know?
Eating well.
Yeah, they're eating good. I'm not pregnant, just eating good.
It's like, that meme? And yeah. It's a very soft feel, like thickness and not in like the good I'm Jennifer Lopez kind of
What's
way.
What's your favorite?
You know?
What's your favorite like week or what trimester?
Oh, yeah.
Of pregnancy.
That's a good one.
I would say.
I guess is the only way.
Once I was like 5-6 months, you're cute and showing. Once you venture into like the third trimester, you're like, get out of me.
Really?
And Ocean was small. She you know, was weighing in. She weighed in at a whopping 5 pounds, 10 ounces, Ocean Kent.
Oh, that's
she basically just like slipped out of the vagina, and even that size of a baby, I was like, my rib cage. She would like shove her foot up there, and I'm like, get out of there. It's so uncomfortable.
How weird is that? That is so weird to me that there's a body in you.
Just
that's crazy.
Around.
And also, like, how can it be in there? You have organs and bones. It's crazy to me.
And then your organs move. To make room.
No,
and
the female body and what it can do is beautiful.
It's that is so cute, E. Oh,
I think it's horrific. No, I'm just kidding. It's beautiful. No, it's beautiful.
Horrific
but, like, the
to
fact
look at.
That they can...
You don't support other women.
You don't have a husband.
You don't have a husband. That is a funny story. Speaking of which, it was Ocean's birthday party over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It was troll themed. She stayed in her Princess Poppy dress for all of maybe 30, 35 minutes until her friends got there. They all go into her bedroom and come running out with princess dresses. It was like,
it was so cute.
Disneyland had thrown up. And I was like, well, so much for the troll theme. Like, literally, I would not let her wear her Princess Poppy dress because it was so cute. And I'm like, you can't ruin it before your birthday. I should have just let her wear it because we got zero use out of it.
I was going to say, if you did a princess birthday theme, I promise you she would have probably worn the Poppy dress. So that's just probably how it works. True.
And Hartford had a princess themed birthday, and all the moms know, don't F with the theme. You know, you can do it next year, girl.
Right, sure.
So that was really amazing. She had the best time. She said, best birthday party ever.
No, she didn't.
She certainly did. She was so cute. She got so many toys. I was like, what are all of these gifts?
So many dresses.
Oh, I have her gift in my house. I forgot it once and I forgot it again today. Love that for me. But she picked it out, so I know she'll like it.
Don't worry. It's all fine. But the other day, we have a picture of my dad out, and my daughter knows that's Poppy, right?
Oh, Princess Poppy.
Poppy. Grandpa Poppy. So she points at it. She's like, that's Poppy. I go, yeah. And Poppy is mom's dad and Gigi's husband. And she looks at it and goes, this is Gigi's husband? I said, yes. She goes, you don't have a husband. This is correct. And although I want to bitch slap you, I cannot do that for you just spitting facts.
You don't have a husband.
It's just a fact.
That's hilarious.
And not an insult.
No,
it's a fact.
Honestly, nowadays she that's not an insult is. At
but
all.
But don't you think that's like pretty legit of a, she'll be 3 on the 15th. Don't you think it's pretty legit that my child knows, like she was putting it together. Like if this is Gigi's husband and I know what that means, I know my mom doesn't have one.
Exactly. No, that's why I'm saying she's a genius. She's Mensa.
I did see a child on Instagram who is indeed Mensa, and she's a genius. And I'm like, okay, well, my kid just talk real good.
No, but she puts things together in her mind. You see it. And I've seen her secretly laugh at some of my adult jokes. Not inappropriate, but, like, I use sarcasm, and I'll be like, I'll say something to Lala or Lisa, and I, like, out of the corner of my eye, I see Ocean go, like, and I see her laugh, and I'm like, did you just understand that?
I think she understands.
Yeah.
She gets it.
Yeah, she totally gets it. The crew left on Sunday because we had family come out. The Russins came out for Ocean's birthday. It was a really fantastic weekend. It was a lot of celebrating, and I have to be honest, today I am exhausted.
Why are you exhausted? Because we talked about this in the car, but I want you to share with your friends.
Well, you guys know me, and I love celebrating and doing all the things, but I get interaction hangovers. Mm-hmm. Where when I have too much human interaction, even if it's my best friends in the world who I love, which this weekend was very much my best friends in the world who are like family, I just tend to kind of power down.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is all good.
Mm-hmm. Are you like that, Easton? Yeah. Or are you feed off of, because I feel like your mom is not.
No, we talked about this before. My mom loves being, she has to have somebody near her.
Right. Feeds off of, it's the introverted extrovert thing. It's she feeds off of people's energy. And us, we recharge being alone, and your mom recharges being around people she loves. It's interesting.
She's got to figure that out.
Well, yeah, because we're loners. We're like, okay.
Bye.
Remove yourself. Time for me to unwind. Aww. Did you guys hear about this woman? This is kind of old news, but Lisa's been begging for us to talk about it on the podcast. Woman who didn't know how much her husband was worth. He dies. She finds out that they were worth $2 billion. She donates $1 billion to the Albert Einstein School of Medicine, and now there is no tuition to be paid ever. Your child decides they want to go to this school, come one, come all. I mean, you got to be serious about it. Let's just not choose this school for the hell of it.
Well, you have to apply.
That process still exists, obviously. But isn't that incredible?
That is, I have a couple questions. How did she not know, I wonder? They just kept their finances and stuff separate? Like, were they rich and she just didn't realize how rich he was?
I think that's what it was.
That's what it was. Okay.
You can't hide. I feel like you can hide 10 million.
Yeah.
20 million, 30 million. You can kind of like fly under the radar. You have $2 billion. You're living good.
Right.
But
you just may not know because that's impossible to spend.
Depending on what work you're in, because Warren Buffett, if he wasn't in like the limelight, eats McDonald's. Mm-hmm. He does everything that a regular person would do, and he's worth billions. And unless you didn't know him through him doing the brackets or RC Willie, you wouldn't know who he is.
You know what that is, my friends? That is wealth. That's the difference between being wealthy and being rich.
I don't know, though. Look at Kardashians. They flaunt their wealth. That's just called people who are old school, where money you didn't have anywhere. You didn't have a platform to, like, show it. So what was, you know?
Yeah. Like, what was the point of, like, getting all these things? If it, like, what, for yourself?
Well, that's what it should be for. But now everyone does it for the gram.
Yeah.
I was about to say, that's why they keep up to date.
Yeah, yeah. You'd, like, it's all about what's the post-worthy.
You gotta keep on that persona.
Yeah.
If you guys each got $2 billion today, how would your life would be different?
How would my life be different?
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd live probably in Hawaii or Puerto Rico. I would delete my Instagram. No one would ever hear or see me ever again.
Really?
Ever.
And you don't think you'd get sick of that and want to?
Off the grid.
Really? With the family?
Oh, yeah.
With my family. Okay.
Bring
friends
them all.
Flying out every single weekend. Come, how could, like, what do you want? I would employ all my friends. No one would have a job.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Or they'd all have a job.
And then
they'd all just be my entourage.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Don't do shit. Just relax. I just want to be around you.
Within that, you get to create so many fun things that can make money. You know?
Yeah.
That's what's fun.
That's the other thing. I think I would stay creating because that fuels my soul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you would hear from me again because I love the podcast. But socials, I'd be completely off of, and someone would be running it.
I'd run it.
I'm not worth $2 billion, and you still do that. So my life would pretty much be the same. But I'd live on an island. Where I didn't have to see anybody who wasn't part of my circle.
Right, right.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. I love you guys. You're all a part of my circle, so please don't take offense to that. Okay, so that happened. Did you guys?
What?
Okay, you guys, this idiot, and I can just tell what kind of guy that this is, because this is the type of guy who I'm sure when I first moved to LA, I kicked it with. This is the type, like, just a uber douche.
Wait, stop.
Okay, I'm not gonna out his name. But on Twitter, he says, at Elon Musk, the Beverly Hills Hotel valet just crashed my friend's brand new Cybertruck outside, pulling it around. Can you help out getting another? First of all, let me tell you something, my friend. As someone who does not have a Cybertruck, but has been to the Beverly Hills Hotel a many of time, the valet, because it shows a picture.
It doesn't even go
that way. It's crashed into the Beverly Hills Hotel entrance.
Okay.
Number one, they don't pull onto Sunset and round the block to get the car back. They pull out and they pull up. So, not true. Your friend crashed this car.
Right.
And it looks as if he's coming off of, let me see, this direction. I want to say Crescent. And just hauled ass into the Beverly Hills Hotel entrance.
With his Cybertruck.
Yeah, and one reader.
Also,
the driver was actually the owner of the Cybertruck. Valet was not even open at that point in time.
Yeah, not shocking. Also, cameras everywhere. Are you an idiot?
Like, no, for real.
That's just so dumb.
Well, I was more offended by, like, if you know how valet works at Beverly Hills Hotel, you would know that they don't pass that sign to get your car to you at the front.
How do we feel about the Cybertrucks?
I think they're...
You think they're gaudy and ugly?
No, I actually think they're really cool looking. I'm okay with them.
I really...
It makes me feel like I would be in the movie Dune.
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet, Dune 2?
I've only seen Dune 1.
Mm, Dune 1 was good.
I want to see Dune 2, though.
Me, La, Lisa are going to go to IMAX
and see
it.
Dune?
Because there's only 9 theaters in America that show it in that, like, in 70-inch or something like that.
Damn.
I could be way off.
70-inch?
Right? Or 70...
70-inch sounds small.
What is it?
That's the size of TV in my bedroom.
Yeah.
What? Oh.
And isn't it 70-inch, though?
Or 70 feet.
70 millimeters. Jeez Louise.
70 millimeters.
Feet is way too big.
It's millimeters? Yeah, I was going to say.
There we go.
Producer 70 John millimeters. And Easton.
We're over here really just.
I'm thinking.
Whoa.
I could just watch it in my bed.
Wait, 70 millimeters is so small, you guys. Isn't that like centimeters, but smaller?
I think I don't know. But I'm bad at rulering.
All
I'm
know is Google it's IMAX. The biggest one. There's only 9 of them. It's 70-something.
All I know is you can lay down and, lay I'm down. Packing blankets and all of my barefoot dreams.
How Ooh. Tall is an IMAX screen? 70 millimeters. No, 70 meters. 22 meters. 16 meters high, 22 meters wide.
Okay, there we go. Thank you, Jessica.
There we
Thank
go.
Thank you for Googling.
Google can save.
Oh, my. No.
Google saves lives.
So that's what we're going to do is see it on the 70 meter.
I love that. I think that's exciting. Really quick about the Cybertruck, you guys, and I want to put this out there, is that I love it so much because I'm a big like apocalypse, end of the world person. I want a bunker one day. I want all of that. The thing that bugs me is that it's not, it's electric or whatever. It's basically like if an EMP, I think that's what it calls, ever hit and shut down all of computer systems, our cars would also be shut down. So then you can't use it because I would like it to be gas. I would like it to have the ability to be gas powered.
Like either or.
Or both. Or like you have the ability to gas.
That's it. I didn't mean either or. I meant both. I just meant either. You could do either. You could do gas
yes,
or power.
Like you could do either.
Not the or. Take the or out.
Are we okay today? Are
no,
we okay?
No,
I'm
tired.
I'm not good at
I'm
ruling.
Barely
that my... just hit me and it made me laugh.
I'm not good at ruling. You guys, in high school, we had to do the ruler. Okay. And like mark what was what as a test.
Yeah.
She made me stay after. And she was like, I think we need to go over the ruler a little longer. I was like, bitch, I'm never going to use this fucking ruler. Are you joking? This is sewing class. You fucking thinking I'm going to be making my kids clothes? You're out of your goddamn mind. I got to make it to the black box theater. I'm about to be famous, bitch.
And now look at you.
The
Not
gut laugh.
Ruler.
The gut laugh is so good.
Oh no. Oh, and we're back. We're back. We're a mess. No.
What? It happened every day.
I got chills.
Every day he smacks his funny bone. He goes, oh. Oh.
Because you got
Are
those,
you okay?
You got those limbs.
Do you know why they call it a funny bone?
Because why? Not because
everyone around you
everybody else is funny for it. Yeah.
Oh, because everyone else laughed.
Yeah. Oh,
that was a good one, though. That was maybe tip of the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're moving
along. We are a disaster.
Okay, can I clarify something before we move on?
Yes, please do.
I just think it's I love that we just talked about the ruler and then what Fox News wrote about me as a headline after I announced.
What?
Vanderpump Rules Lala Kent says looks, intelligence were low on the priority list when choosing sperm donors for a second baby. Okay.
And also, Fox News intelligence is low on your priority list as well.
Oh, no.
But was that?
I saw that shit and I was like, so let me clarify. Okay. Looks were low on the priority list because I'm a 5-star banger, all right? Like, no matter 100%. What, my looks are going to outweigh. I'm totally kidding. However, we have really strong genetics.
Yeah.
Okay? And I just know, like, kids come how they are. I've seen parents who are banging and their kids are, like, a little, and I've seen parents who are, like, and their kids are banging. Mm. We're not going to name names, Easton. Thank you.
I was a very horrific kid. I'll name names. Me. Me. And my parents are cute.
Your parents
I
are
was
super
horrific.
Hot. But look at you now, girl.
Thank you.
So Glow that's up. Why looks didn't matter to me, okay? The intelligence thing, it was not like I was looking for some dumbass, right? But in their profile, the donor profiles, they state like their education level, right? And there were some people who had PhDs. They had double masters. They had blah, 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 all the stuff that I most certainly even if I put my mind to it, like my mama says, could not do. And I didn't look and go, I want to make sure that I get the guy who has a PhD from a really good school.
Yeah, that wasn't on your list.
Not at all.
Or your importance of importance.
Yes, yeah. But most of the donors that were on the site, most of them did have college degrees.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I didn't look for the smartest in the bunch.
You didn't look for the rocket scientist.
No, which, by the way, I think there were some of
those.
There were. Really very, very smart.
There were. Can you tease that you kind of go over this process on Vanderpump this season? And that'll be fun to see.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
We can tease that.
Yeah.
My friends participate in looking over the donors.
Here's the thing. If you're going to choose... Are you going to choose, this is just a fun game because you don't have to choose, but common sense or book smart?
Well, I'm going to choose common sense because that means I could throw you out into the real world and you're going to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let's remember, let's say that I have a baby who, with a donor who is high level smarts, let's remember that dad is not around. Let's say that they get the donor's smarts. The donor ain't around. I can't keep up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk to me about going to the moon? Say what? I don't know. I can't stimulate this mind of yours.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have to call someone in.
You know, so Ocean's going to be a genius in school. I just feel it. And you're going to be how, like, my
dad. I don't
dad
think
was.
She is going to be a genius.
You don't
in
think
school.
Numbers and stuff?
No, I think my child really? Has a super creative mind. She doesn't want to sit and do the same thing over and over again. Yesterday, I kid you not, she changed 14 times. This girl changed 14 times.
Did she?
Oh, she'd yes. open a new gift, new dress. I'm going to put that one on. There it went.
So, and she's I'm okay so with cute. That. She's probably going to be more of a creative.
She's going to be like me in school from what it kind of looks like. Mm. She wanders. She creates. Don't you feel like that? I feel like I see that
she
in her.
She wanders and creates.
Yeah.
Yes. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Okay, I also wanted to very quickly shout out these five couples, long-term couples, who have decided to never get married. All right, I'm going to put it out there. Okay? Thriving! Thriving! Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn, together 40-plus years. Goldie Hawn said, "We chose not to get married because I love waking up to him every single day and knowing I get to choose if I want to be here or not, and I stay because I'm so happy." Not because I have to worry about, like, well, if we separate, it's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Oprah Winfrey and Stedman Graham. They started dating in 86, got engaged in 92, never married.
Bravo.
Enrique Iglesias and Anna Kournikova, together since 2001. Maya Rudolph and Paul Thomas Anderson since 2001. Vin Diesel and Paloma Jimenez, 2007.
Jessica Walter and Kyle Lampe. I'm just kidding, but we did just talk about that. I was like, what if we never What if we stay engaged forever? And Kyle's like, to be honest, great.
They would freak. Your parents would freak.
That's not about them.
I'm just saying.
What would they do?
Because he's my person forever. And I'm like, what? I mean, they would just, they would be disappointed because, simply because if I have a child out of wedlock, is that what it's called? Out of wedlock?
You'd have a bastard child.
Yeah. But I don't, I just want, I don't know. Turns into a therapy session.
We're like, what do you want?
I could see it just coming.
You're in a safe space.
Logs were turning.
What's great, though, is that Kyle is so on, like, he's so just, like, chill and great about it all. If I said, like, hey, look, I just want to stay engaged forever and still have a baby, he'd be like, great, great. The only thing he would say is, like, we're going to lose out on tax stuff, but whatever. That's, like, because taxes, you get a benefit if you're married.
Oh. Right, but then when it ends, it's like,
when what the ends? The marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, but our marriage isn't going to end.
Well, you never know.
So upbeat today.
Well, bravo, couples. Thanks for paving the way.
Paving the way to nowhere.
To disappointed parents. Okay.
Did anyone watch Oscars last night?
Nope.
Me neither. But I did stalk Vogue.
Oh, I did see that.
To see who was wearing
the looks?
What.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Who did you love? Because Kendall.
Kendall looked at, well, Kardashian-Jenner clans always, to me, are like showstopper, jaw.
Kim, yes, Kim and Kendall. Kylie always looks stunning, but I didn't really like the floral on the front.
Why?
I don't know.
I thought it was so feminine and sweet.
You did?
And I love that she's got the shorter nails now.
Mm-hmm.
I love the natural makeup. I thought all three of them looked absolutely stunning. America Ferrera, I don't think we're supposed to comment on people's bodies anymore, but I think when someone looks slamming that they deserve to know it. Mm-hmm. Not that she gives a fuck what I think. But America Ferrera's body.
Incredible.
At the actual Oscars.
I didn't even see.
Oh my God. She looked so fantastic. I was digging all the minimal makeup.
Minimal makeup is in. I need to take notes.
Yes, America. And like soft old school Hollywood hair. Margot Robbie looked fantastic.
Oh,
I actually want to copy Margot Robbie's hair at the Oscars for the Vanderpump Rules reunion.
Really?
Because it's like our Oscars. Because we filmed that on Saturday. Yeah, I loved her hair. I thought it was so amazing.
Stunning. Also, America Ferrera looks. That pink dress, is that what you're talking about?
Let me see it, because there's Vanity Fair. So good.
And absolutely phenomenal. She looks.
Everyone was giving me a little bit old school Hollywood last night.
Yeah.
All the little A-listers.
Little A-listers.
All you cute little A-listers out at the Oscars. It was so sweet.
Oh my God. Ever heard of
Robert Downey Jr., though? Robert Downey Jr. won.
He did.
His first Oscar.
What did he win for?
His first? For Oppenheimer?
I'm pretty sure it's his first. Yeah.
We need a Google check. You're telling me Iron Man has not won Oscar, but now for Oppenheimer?
I believe it. Robert
Downey Jr.
Let's see.
One,
it is
Oscar
true. Okay, producer John says,
come on.
Oppenheimer was fantastic.
But yeah, he won it for best supporting actor.
Well, as he should. Yeah. It was. What won film of the year? Do we know?
Do we know best film? Kyle and I have to add it to our Oscar Cinema Club.
I hope it was Oppenheimer.
Best film. Oscars.
What was it?
Oh, I think it was Oppenheimer.
Bang.
It was?
Yeah, they cleaned up.
Oh my gosh,
Killian
for
Murphy.
The first time in like ever, I watched the Oscar winner before it won the Oscar. Wow.
Yeah.
Like when, what was that movie?
Everywhere, Anywhere, All at Once or whatever?
Didn't watch it. What was, what was it? Not Termite, Parasite.
Oh, yes.
Parasite. I watched it after it won.
Mm-hmm. So good.
So good.
Oh, incredible.
Oh, my God. So,
so good.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we were... See, again, Google. Google, my
right.
friends.
You were.
Right.
Good job.
I thought that this was really interesting, and then we're going to move on to Vanderpump Rules. I think you say it, Mooney Long. Mm-hmm. She's a songwriter. Came out in Complex with an interview that said she wrote Rihanna's California King Bed in 10 minutes. so that she could go back to shopping for furniture.
Stop.
Yes. I was like, now that's talent, bitch.
That's right?
That you're like, I guess I better whip this song together for Rihanna.
So I could get back.
Gotta get back to buying my own California King bed. That's the song, California King bed.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God, I love that.
I was like, you go, bitch. You do the go. Damn thing. All right, did we watch Vanderpump Rules?
Yes, it's so great. It's picking back up. Well, last week, we didn't get to talk about last week, but
last
so
week was
great.
Intense. How did we feel about last week?
How did you feel about last week?
I remember that trip so well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, Vanderpump has been just a little bit heavier this season. That trip was one of the more depleting of the trips.
Was it?
That day that we did the boat and we did the therapy type session, Sheena was nonstop sobbing her eyes out. I've never seen her like that ever in my life. It was very intense.
Yeah.
And in the moment on the boat, when I lose it on Sandoval, that was intense for me because there are certain things like that Lala lives within me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I try my very, very hardest at times to convey myself properly and keeping my tone down, but I can't help who I am. And there are times, my mom always says, you're in charge of your own emotions. But at the same time, I can't help when that fire in my chest starts coming up, and that's the reaction that someone gets. And then I leave feeling like, why did I do that again? And it really is going to be me. And I don't think it's trauma. I don't, because even when my life was like, even when I was a young child, Candace, my best friend from back home, said, you've always been like this, where when someone says something that you don't like or someone hurts someone that you love, you immediately attack.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be retraining myself. And that's hard to do at the age of 33, to be like, okay, I know that you are overly stimulated. There's fire in your chest, but we're going to need to, like, you know when you're looking at it like a dog is getting aggressive and you keep trying to get the dog to, like, see you and it's looking right through you and it's laser focused on what it wants? That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can tell me otherwise until I kind of just come to again.
Can I ask you a question versus how your experience with Sandoval and Katie, and I know we're jumping into this week's episode.
Well, let's jump into this week's episode.
I just want to know, because I hear you, what you're saying about Sandoval, but then with Katie and the girls at Horoscope Night, which I loved, by the way, so beautiful. Beautiful, Allie did that. I thought that was justified. But do you see that and think the same thing and wish that you had, because you weren't, it wasn't even, you were on, like, you know, 9 with Sandoval and maybe 3 or 4 with Katie. But how do you feel about that? Do you see that and wish, like, I wish I wouldn't have snapped back at her and just been like, you know what? Forget you.
No, I was mad at Katie in that moment.
Okay.
I was like, how dare you take me to a place where I look at you like you're my enemy?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not okay with the side you just, and I asked her, I said, so why are you bringing this out of me right now?
Yeah.
Like, you know me. And that's why at the end, I apologize to Ariana, because I never, if I'm bringing my experience into something, it's almost me trying to let the person know that I'm talking to, like, I see you. And also on the other side, and I feel like I've been pretty open about this, that I don't want people to end up like me.
You said that in your interview.
Right. So if there's anything that I can try, and maybe it becomes patronizing, but it's like, if there was something that I could have done differently, I want to tell you this is what I would have done differently. And if you choose to go down this path that you're on, that's totally fine. But I feel like I have to share this with you because I don't want you to end up where I ended up, you know? And here we are four or five months in, like, we still have time to kind of shift. You know, you don't want to be 2.5 years down the road where you're like, oh, I still cannot bring myself to date someone.
Right. Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. Was there tension? Because you guys said the week before was Tahoe. Was there tension between you and Katie before that night, or was it just in that moment? Like around that time, I don't know if you remember. Was there some sort of tension, or was it because you went to Tahoe and like, or was it just in that
night? No, I don't know if you guys remember. I want to say it was probably last, like right before the reunion of season 10.
Mm-hmm.
Katie had gone on a podcast saying that the vibes were off with us.
Yes.
Something had happened.
So this was around the same time? No.
No.
No, no, no.
I'm saying that something had happened and we just, or I don't know about her, we just never came back to where we were.
Oh, okay. You're saying something specific happened that we're not going to talk about here. And then ever since then, it's just been a little different.
It may be talked about at some point in time. Okay. I don't know. I'm not going to talk about it today. But I felt like after that happened, we looked at each other differently.
Mm-hmm.
And we distanced ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so this season that you're watching of me and Katie, obviously we're in a different place now, but we're talking about the season. It was like a lot of trying to like correct. There was just never resolution. Mm-hmm. It was like one thing after the other that we just could not quite conquer and see eye to eye. As the season goes on, though, you'll see that we soften up with each other. But I mean, that fight, you picked me up that night, Easton.
Yeah.
Were you on 10 when you left?
Oh yeah.
You did, because you know they ended that scene where you're laughing and Katie looks upset and you look like you got over it.
Was that the first time that you saw Katie and Ariana from Tahoe, coming home from Tahoe, or no?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it was.
Okay. So maybe there is a big reason of why. Because I didn't even see him talk to Sheena even. Didn't seem like.
Yeah, no, it was, we hadn't seen each other.
Yeah.
I'm going to my notes from the scene, which are kind of down lower. But I have to say, there's another one. There are so many times in this episode where I'm like, you are saying the things that need to be said, which is like not surprising. That's why people love you. But that are hard to say, and you could have gone on not saying them. For instance, when you defended Sheena with Ariana, that was like, hell yeah. Ariana heard you. You stood up for your friend. You spoke so well too. You're like, you were really like talking to Ariana like a human. Like, come on, we can't. I think you said something like, we can't shut down like this or something. And you just, that was so important. And I was like, go Lala. And then I think the horoscope scene with Katie, because in that you could have been like, this is a girl's night. This is fun. Screw it. I'm not going to say what's on my mind. But you did. You were like, no, this needs to be said. I'm going to say what I'm feeling.
Well, you want to know what happens when I don't say what I'm feeling in the moment?
What?
We have an explosion.
Yeah.
That we cannot come back from, where I'm extremely hurtful. And even though I probably mean the things that I'm saying, I probably wouldn't say, you know, most of the time with friends, I'm sure there's a lot of things. We could obliterate each other all the live long day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like we choose not to do that, because it's like the good outweighs the bad with you. But if I start pushing little things under the rug, I'm going to say everything that I feel about you for real.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, but we're not going to come back from the little things that bug me about you.
Yeah. But that was so. And did Sheena know that happened, or did she see it and did she see it and then say something to you? Like, did she know you said something to Ariana?
I told her. We record a lot of footage.
Right.
So we can't air everything.
Right.
I had a conversation with her. She ended up calling me saying, I saw her post and I know that she only did that because of you. And I said to Sheena, but she didn't just do that because of me. Mm-hmm. Because I could have said those things and she could have thrown it out the window and gone about her merry way.
Mm-hmm.
I shed light and perspective, and then it was up to her. So if she posted that, that came from her. That had nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there's many times where people have to shed light for me so I can see it from a different perspective. But what I choose to do with that, that's not because of the other person.
Mm-hmm.
How I shift and move after that, I deserve that credit. And I think Ariana deserves the credit for posting that, because even though I said what I said, she didn't have to.
Yeah.
You
very
know?
Well said. But also, I think you both do, because if you said it in a different way and you came at her, not a human, but as a like, whatever, like that's fucked up, or whatever, came at her aggressively, that could have been a different outcome. She could have been like, wow, you're acting wild. No, I'm not saying anything. Back off. And then, so I think it's both of you. Credit to both of you for sure.
Well, thank you.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Okay, so just going back to the top, Sheena talking with Lisa, I really loved her line because we all know she wanted Dancing with the Stars. We know that. She wanted that. Not over Ariana, but she, that's something she said in the scene. She wrote it on her vision board or whatever. So when she said, I can be happy for Ariana and sad for me at the same time, I know Sheena's getting a lot of, like, memes and stuff right now about like her making stuff about her, but I think that was beautiful and well said because yes, you can, and it happens in life. There are things that happen with our friends, with our family, with our partners where we're like, damn, I wanted that so bad. And
well, I mean,
you
could turn this into sports.
Yeah,
I can. If me and my buddy are going out and trying out for a team and he makes it, I'm gonna be happy for him, but I can still be sad for me.
Yes,
like that is a thing. Like, I don't understand how people can't see that side of it.
Yeah. How did you feel about
that?
Yeah,
I want to know your part scene. Or
see,
your
and that's why I think at times I have to come to, not have to, but want to come to Sheena's defense, because I don't know if it's like maybe the tone of her voice. You know, there's no tone like Sheena's. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed.
I love it.
Do you guys know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
She's from the Valley of Los Angeles, honey.
Oh, yes.
That is, we're making a cameo at the Val party. Like, she's, and I think sometimes it doesn't
hit
the way, and it's wild because when she and I were talking, we were on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I understood because she was battling that. She's like, I don't want to say that I'm bummed for me because I am so happy for her, but I don't want people to think that I'm making it about me. And I'm like, Sheena, I understand where you're coming from. I was so happy to see the world rally around my friend when this happened, but I couldn't help but feel like, damn, that would have felt really good to have that. That doesn't mean I wish my friend didn't. Like, I get it.
Both can be true at the same time. I will follow it up and say, I wish she left out. She's come a long way from being my backup dancer.
I think that's where the meme is starting to come from.
I was like, Sheena, no. And I don't know if she meant it as a joke and the tone didn't hit. And it was like, oh, that's funny. But I was like, oh, it would have been so good if you left that out.
Yeah, that was rough to watch.
Yes. And then it like clipped to the performance. Oh.
No, I agree. Now, if I were not in the mix and I were just a viewer, I'd be like, ooh, that shade little bitch. But I felt this. I was like, oh, no, sheesh.
I know.
We were so on the right path.
You were so close. And then you just overfilled the cup.
By the way, I feel like I can say that because I am the queen of accidentally overfilling.
That's all you do.
That's all I do. I'm so, and then I say one thing and I'm like, damn it.
I'm gonna give her that she said it trying to be silly and it didn't come, or like funny, or making like a quippy remark and it didn't come off right. That's what I'm gonna say.
I don't like that my friend can never win with the audience.
Oh, Sheena?
Yeah.
I know.
It's very, very annoying.
It's a tough, I would be annoyed too, because she's like an OG. Like, didn't this show start by like following her?
Girl, yeah. Without Sheena, there is no Le Vanderpump. Not Lisa Vanderpump, but
Vanderpump rules.
Vanderpump rules.
For me, if I were Sheena, I'd be like, dude, I have given you guys my life for this many years. Like, cut me some slack sometimes.
But the audience is freaking tough.
Yes. But also I think sometimes she doesn't realize.
But the one thing that was in that in the episode is from her grant or her chart is she has to, coming back to cups, she needs to fill her cup up first. Mm. And I think she's trying to fill up even her her fans by trying to please them. And I think if Sheena were just to be Sheena, everyone would rally because she is so dope.
That's what we struggled with every single person this season. And it was that was the hardest part, is that people were trying to please the outside world.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I want to say about Sheesh, she was also very upset. Take her not getting Dancing with the Stars and Ariana getting it out of it. The one thing that she continued to talk to me about was, this is one of my closest friends, and I feel like I'm finding out about her life with fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On social media.
Yes.
You know?
And that's hurtful, too, because it's important things. And Sheena's, I'm sure, feeling like, I'm sitting here and I'm supporting you and I love you, yet I'm finding out with, like, a press release.
Right.
It's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Well,
a lot of people did not make sense. As the season goes on, you're going to see me get to a place where I'm fed up with every single person.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm excited.
Where I'm like, the way y'all are moving and I'm out in these streets trying to keep the lights on, keep the family fed, and get into a state of mind, body, and spirit where I can have a healthy, happy baby, y'all are fucking my shit up.
Yeah.
And I'm not having it.
Well, speaking of that, let's jump to the office scene where you talk about your rebranding journey or starting. This was so beautiful and sweet because this is the first time on the show, I believe, that you mention the sperm donor.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very solid and you hear Lisa says, like, do you really want to do that in her own words? And you're like, no, this is what I've decided. So how did you feel watching that back, especially since you just announced your pregnancy?
It was very weird.
Yeah.
Watching that and then where we are now,
mm-hmm.
like, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Because sitting there talking about, like, picking a donor and this is what I'm doing, and now here I am, we've done the process, donor's picked, bye, we never need to talk about you ever again, because mm-hmm. here we are with baby. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And I finally saw the profile picture of the baby, so it made it so real. And by the way, the side profile of this kid.
Stunning.
The cutest little peanut.
So cute.
No, it's so cute.
That made it, once it was like heartbeat and they're showing you and it's literally like the size of a pea, you're like, oh,
cool.
Fun. And I asked Stassi, I'll be honest, because this is so different, sometimes you do think, oh my gosh, I don't feel the same way that I felt when I was pregnant with Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Stoss, and she was like, La, it's just because it's your second. I'm telling you. She goes, I used to obsess over the app with Hartford, like, oh, it's the size of a chia seed now. Oh, it's the size of a grapefruit. She goes, I didn't know how many weeks I was, what the baby, like, I could not. She goes, it was a completely different experience.
Is it because you're taking care of another kid?
It's because you've done it.
You've
heard the heartbeat inside your body before.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just different. You know that at 13 weeks, this is what's developing.
You just walk in and go, just tell me if it's healthy.
100%.
All right, have a good one.
And even if that wasn't the case, I think it'd be, which I know it is, but like with Chloe, her being vulnerable and sharing the fact that she didn't feel as attached with her surrogate baby. Of course, it's changed now. This is like the love of her life, this little boy. But on the show, she was like struggling. And I just think it's so beautiful and vulnerable when moms share that. Because if they didn't, you would feel like a crazy person if you're like, I don't feel.
What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with me? Yes.
Right.
And I just think it's really lovely. But
anyway, yes. That was very exciting. And I think it was having someone be like, are you sure you want to do this? Mm-hmm. It's important for people to know that, like, I didn't just decide this overnight. Like, this conversation about getting a donor happened when Ocean was 8 months old.
We sat down as a family.
We did.
Took a vote. And here we are.
Wow.
We truly did do that, though. I was like, I'm thinking about for the next baby. Ocean, still an infant. Can't walk, can't talk. Still need mama to the fullest. So when anyone was talking about, are you sure? It's like, we are so far past that conversation. Like, at this point, this is just like, congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Right. It wasn't just willy-nilly. Yeah, no, overnight.
Not at all.
You mentioned, and I know, you know, there will be more coming out about this in the future, but you mentioned the brand stuff. And mm-hmm. I know you have a lot of exciting stuff coming up. But what can you say about that? Because I think some people were surprised that you're dropping Give Them Lala. Or not dropping it, but you're just sort of like tucking it away for now.
I took a beat about like Give Them Lala. And I just feel like I'm in such a different zone in my life. Mm-hmm. And people can be like, that's not true. Look at where you're sitting right now. Your face is everywhere. But like... it represents a part of my life that doesn't exist anymore, and I don't really, I'm grateful for it, but we've moved on. And I don't want to say that my past, I need you guys to kind of read between the lines here. My past is something that I want to not exist, but it takes me to a place where I can say, oh, when I created this, this is where I was in my personal life. I don't want to pay any more attention to that time at all. If something that I did runs parallel to that part of my life, it is out. Mm-hmm. We're done. We are starting so fresh, so new. I need everything to stand on its own. I want Lala to just be a person and not shoved in your face all the live long day. The podcast is one thing because here we are talking, but like, the beauty and all of those things, there just needs to be a shift. As you guys know, I show up looking like this more times than not.
Yeah.
My life is different. I'm doing well to put a face on. I'm doing well to do my hair. Like, I'm trying to do a lot of things while still being a mom. And I would say that the biggest part of my life, I love working, but the biggest part of my life is being a single parent.
Right. And I love watching you embrace it. And I feel like, you know, watching you work on these things behind the scenes, so authentic, because you're really diving into the things you care about. Like, your heart is in the future. That I feel like, I don't want to get too specific, but that is exciting too. Because when you're really working on things and with things you love and care about, like, people see
people
it.
People follow.
Feel it. Yeah.
You're not following the people, hey? Yeah.
Right. Genius. I feel it's wild to have reached this level of just pure independence in every single aspect of life.
Well earned and well deserved. Mm.
But really, think about it. It's crazy.
No, it is.
It's been crazy to watch, because even when I started working for you, it was a completely different life.
It's a completely different life.
And I'm like, you just, it's crazy.
No, it is. I mean, last time I was driving up, like, it seems like yesterday, driving up into the treehouse.
Ah, the treehouse!
Like, and then I'm here. It's everything, and now I'm going to your home. It's everything is so weird.
And that's why I don't want to say that I want to forget about my past, because I don't. Like, the fact that that part of my life got me teed up to where we are now and what our future holds is so incredible, and I could not be any more grateful. Mm-hmm. The people in my circle, like, I just feel like we've really got it figured out. And I know dark days, they're looming for all of us, but right now I'm just nothing but gratitude. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was weird. How'd we get on that?
That was weird. Deep word tangent.
I liked it.
I think because that question, the rebrand,
mm-hmm.
and all that, and it's like, it's so much bigger than that.
Yeah.
This is like, we're shedding skin of like the past and starting anew. We're I'm a phoenix
rising,
and I'm
from
a rising ash. Bitch, I'm a rising.
Yes. Do you know what just hit me?
What
is when you said, I can't wait. This was before we even chose a sperm donor. You're like, and I hope that I'm walking into that reunion with a pregnant belly. You manifested that, because you will be.
My love, I've stayed manifesting my whole life. You think we're just in here because we hit the lottery? Fuck no, bitch. I was sitting in Utah, the ripe old age of 7, going, all good things. With my little manifesting board.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You think we just ended up here, ho? This is called a manifestation. A. I'm just kidding. This is called God's plan.
God's plan.
God's plan. And I always trust in it.
Amen, okay? Sister.
So if tomorrow they're like, you have nothing, I'm like, I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to trust in God. Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
All right, everybody. What is your ache and relief of the week?
Ache and relief. My ache is physical, but it works into my relief. I did jujitsu on Sunday, open mat, and I am physically aching because I'm training for, more on this later, but a competition I signed up for, the date and everything. So people are helping me. And it works into my relief because this. I was at the gym and all of these people who are competing before me are just like helping me and like helping train me. And it's like a team. They're like, oh, Jessica's a white belt. She's about to compete. So like,
I thought you were going to say Jessica's a white girl. She needs all the help she can get.
True.
White.
Need belt. All the help
okay,
I can
it's
get.
A belt. Is that the lowest?
Yes. Lowest, okay. Like low.
Okay.
So they're all helping me and I'm just like, the girls, the guys, they're like pushing me. They're like, come on, you got more than that. And I'm like, this is so nice. Like, I love these people. It's such a good energy. They're taking time out of their own training to train me. And it's just like, I was very grateful for that, which led me into being grateful for the relationships in my life. I wrote down Kyle, you guys, my family, and my gym people. I'm very lucky to be surrounded by amazing people in work and personal life. And I'm just so, that's my relief of the week. I'm very grateful.
That's beautiful, Jess.
Thanks.
I love that.
Thank you. What about you guys?
We're lucky to have you too.
Why? Thank you.
Mutual feeling.
Easton, what's up?
All right. So I'm going to do my ache first.
Yeah, ache it out. Ache it out.
My ache, guys, is Jake LeBaron.
Who's Jake LeBaron?
Exactly. Shout out. San Antonio, Texas. Dolphin trainer.
Boo. Shame.
Shame.
He is my ache of the week. With everything we know, he's still out here doing that. So,
who is he? A dolphin trainer?
A dolphin trainer.
Where? Oh, do you know what?
It just says San Antonio, Texas. And dolphin trainer artist. Jake P. LeBaron.
Artist is my ass.
IG. Okay. So, but he is my ache of the week. I saw that and it just irked me.
You
to
know
see,
what?
You know
Wake
when it's like
up, John.
SeaWorld?
Do you own an internet connection? What the fuck is wrong with you?
But no, yeah. You know when you see SeaWorld you and you're like, you get it because they're posting it. But yeah. Like for this
Does
guy,
he work at SeaWorld?
No, he's just freelance, baby.
Freelance? Where is he stealing the dolphins from? Oh my God, Jake.
What a weirdo.
Jake, you
it's
little.
Just a photo,
oh, is this you, Jake? Oh, see? Nice photo, Jake. Boo. You look lame.
You guys, I totally missed out on all of producer John's Jake Paul.
Oh, you guys.
Okay, so
and then my relief was
okay.
O's birthday. It was so fun. Yeah. So that was my relief. It was fun seeing all the kiddos play and all of that. That was my relief.
It was so fun.
Okay, so I have to say that I have no aches.
Stop.
I have not a one ache.
Is this a first?
Yeah, I'm on cloud freaking nine.
No way.
Ain't nothing gonna shake my stuff. Nothing gonna slow me down. Oh no. So that's how I'm feeling.
Amazing.
And then, thank you. I was gonna say my relief. I was gonna get real cheesy and say my life right now.
That's cute.
Just all the relieving. But Walrus Whisperer posted, this was a few days ago, breaking news, a termination notice has been sent from the Miami-Dade mayor's office to the Miami Seaquarium. It is official. The county is ending their lease. So they have ended the Miami Seaquarium's lease.
Woo-hoo!
The Miami Seaquarium's nearly 70-year existence is coming to an end. And then
Hell
he
yeah.
says, as promised.
Yay! Walrus Whisperer.
His boots on the ground, bitches.
Yes. 10 toes
we
down.
10 toes.
Not fucking around.
Not fucking around.
I love him. So that is my relief.
Where will the animals go? Do you know?
They're going to have to figure out Seaside Sanctuaries.
Okay, yeah. Sanctuaries. Yep. Oh, that's amazing.
And if you do not follow him, I highly recommend it. It's Walrus, W-A-L-R-U-S, underscore whisperer, okay? And he posts incredible content. He's very inspiring. And he could educate you, which is also very nice. You guys, I want to thank you for listening to another regular old episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Remember, we, for the regular episodes, are everywhere you get your podcasts on Wednesdays. The visual, meaning YouTube, drops on Fridays at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And then remember, bonus episodes. I did mean to do that. Bonus episodes drop every Monday, video and audio. Yeah, same day. Yep, you're welcome. All right, I love you guys. Happy hump day. Bye.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.